You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Coming up, from Kobe Bryant to Taylor Swift to the best game of basketball you never saw, author Chuck Klosterman joins us to help digest the best of American culture.
Now, since 2010, the political fight over the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has been a constant, with Republican Congress members vowing to repeal and replace the law. And just a few weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed the American Health Care Act.
It's drawn criticism since one of its provisions would allow states to opt out of a particular part of Obamacare, protections for people with pre-existing conditions. But a new bill being proposed in the state legislature would require Wisconsin insurance companies to provide coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
Representative Daniel Reamer joins us now. He's one of the co-authors of the proposed legislation. He's a Democrat representing the 7th Assembly District, which includes Milwaukee. Representative Reamer, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Judith, for having me on your show.
So you are a co-author of legislation that, as we said, is requiring Wisconsin insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions. Why is this a priority for you right now?
Well, it's currently a part of the law. Insurance companies throughout the United States have to cover people with pre-existing conditions that could range from diabetes, heart disease, cancer. But the concern that I and my colleagues have, and the reason that we've introduced and pushed these bills forward, is that currently the House of Representatives, having just passed legislation that would make major changes to this country's healthcare system, is pushing that forward to the Senate, and that could allow states like Wisconsin and other states throughout the country to opt out of requirements in the law that insurance companies cover people with a range of pre-existing conditions and not charge them higher premiums and not exclude them from coverage altogether. So we are not confident that the president will veto a bill that comes to his desk that gets rid of those protections for folks. So we wanted to make sure that they're a part of state law and that, at least in Wisconsin, we continue to protect people who, you know, most often through no fault of their own, you know, maybe they were born with a heart defect, maybe they were born with diabetes, maybe they developed an illness later in life, and that makes it harder for them to get insurance because they're excluded altogether or they're charged much, much higher premiums. About one in four adults between the ages of 18 and 65 in the state of Wisconsin have some kind of pre-existing condition. That doesn't always exclude them from coverage, but it can be one of the things that puts them at risk if they're trying to do the right thing and cover themselves and their family.
So the bills that you are proposing or circulating right now, would these keep exactly what was under Obamacare in place, or would are they different?
Yeah, it's different than the Affordable Care Act. In some respects, it doesn't have anything to do with Medicaid or subsidies for people who purchase insurance. It doesn't require anyone to buy insurance, which is one of the, which are some of the key features of the Affordable Care Act. This focuses on the provisions that are included in the Affordable Care Act that protect patients from some of the abuses that were common prior to the passage of the ACA in 2010. So in addition to protecting people with pre-existing conditions, the package of bills prevents insurance companies from imposing so-called annual or lifetime limits. So a lot of times people would get cancer or they'd get in a really horrible collision and face serious rehabilitative costs as a part of their injury. And those kind of procedures can be very expensive over the course of a year, over the course of a lifetime. You know, people already have this horrific, say a car accident happens to them and they become, you know, in some cases paralyzed from the waist down, and the treatment to get better can be very costly. And, you know, a good friend of mine was in a car accident. His family was killed. He was pretty much paralyzed from the chest down, and this happened in 2010 to him. So he was getting treatment. His insurance company sent him a letter that said, "You've hit your limit we can't pay for your treatment anymore. And just a few days later, he got another letter from the insurance company saying, because of the Affordable Care Act, we cannot impose these limits on you, and we're going to continue to cover your care. So that kind of thing, you know, it wasn't all that common, but for people who had really serious injuries or really serious and expensive treatment for an illness, it would sometimes hit the limit. The other thing that the bills do that we're proposing require it in state law that insurance companies cover what the law calls right now essential health benefits. So that's things like services to the emergency room, services if you end up hospitalized, services for maternity care for women who are pregnant or having a child, and other services for rehab and prescription drugs that people need. That also would cover preventive services at no cost. So a lot of screenings actually prevent longer-term costs for families and for the healthcare system as a whole. So we want to make sure people are getting screened for diabetes, high cholesterol. Some screens check people for cancer, and that prevents them not only from getting sick, but it prevents them from a big bill down the road.
Representative Daniel Reamer is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 7th Assembly District, which includes Milwaukee, and we're discussing the legislation that he is co-authoring that would require Wisconsin insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions. Now, the fight over the Affordable Care Act, the Republicans wanting to repeal and replace it, their American Health Care Act that has come out of the House, that's certainly been a very partisan fight in Washington. You and Senator John Erpenbach are both Democrats and proposing these bills. How will you try to get your Republican colleagues here in the state on board?
Well, about a week ago on the floor of the Assembly, we introduced a resolution that would have opened up debate for the protection of people with pre-existing conditions and opened up the debate for a proposal like the ones that we've introduced to put those protections in law in the state of Wisconsin. The Republican Speaker of the State Assembly, Robin Voss, moved to adjourn and shut down the debate for the day, even though we had other bills on the agenda. So, you know, at first I was encouraged by the broad range of folks, you know, just ordinary voters who came forward with their stories about some one in their family or maybe themselves who had a pre-existing condition and had difficulty getting access to health care or had additional costs as a result of their pre-existing condition. It was my understanding that the debate about health care policy throughout the country and about the Affordable Care Act, which has been a divisive bill, there were a number of points of agreement. One of them was that we should protect people with pre-existing conditions. We should make sure people don't get arbitrarily cut off from care, and we should make sure that people get access to the basic services that prevent them from getting really, really sick in the future. And, you know, so far, almost all the Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate have signed on to these bills, have supported them publicly. Right now, we're going to continue to push our Republican colleagues in the legislature to sign on, but we haven't been able to get them to sign on or to support these bills publicly.
And as we wrap up, Representative Reamer, Governor Walker has switched gears a little bit in addressing pre-existing conditions. Previously, he has said that he thought Wisconsin should opt out of pre-existing condition coverage, but he's walked that back a little bit earlier this month. What are your thoughts on where he's at now, and what will you do to try to win him over?
Well, that's right. At first, Governor Walker said that the state of Wisconsin might opt out of these protections for folks who have cancer, heart disease, diabetes, other pre-existing conditions. Then he sort of changed the way that he talked about it, and he said, well, we'll cover people or we'll work to get people covered if they have pre-existing conditions through something called a high-risk pool. And now there's a problem with the way that he described it and with the way that he wants to do it, and that's this. To get to a high-risk pool, that would mean that Wisconsin is opting out of pre-existing condition protections. High-risk pools, which we had prior to 2010, were hard for people to get on. There was a six-month waiting period. Now, in most cases, if you wait 6 months to get health insurance It's not the difference between life or death. But if you're facing serious medical crisis, if you're in the midst of an illness that requires that you get care right away, or if you were part of a horrible collision that means that you need care right away, it can be the difference between life and death, and recovering and not recovering. So that's problem number one. The second problem with these high-risk pools that have been proposed by Governor Walker and Republicans, like the chair of the Joint Finance Committee, John Nygren, is that they're more costly to the people on the plan. The whole idea of insurance is that we bring everybody in together. The hope is that everyone stays healthy and that we, you know, pay premiums to prevent the risk of getting injured or sick. But if you have a pool of just people who are so-called high risk, just people who are very costly, it's no surprise that, that premiums are going to be very, very expensive for those people on those plans. So moving away from these protections and moving toward a high-risk pool prevents people from getting care and is far more costly for the people who will eventually get care after a long waiting period. And that's why it's a bad idea.
Well, Representative Reamer, thanks so much for joining us today.
Glad to be on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Daniel Reamer is a Democrat representing the state's 7th Assembly District, which includes Milwaukee. He joined us today to talk about legislation he's co-sponsoring that would prevent Wisconsin insurance companies from capping benefits or denying care for people with pre-existing conditions.
Coming up, Chuck Klosterman is one of the most prominent journalists and authors to turn his eye on American pop culture. He joins us next. Stay with us here on Central Time.